Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy Thursday. Happy first Thursday in March to all who are listening in. This is Women Speak Now and Be Heard. I'm Minister Charlene, and I'm so excited and glad to be able to share an encouraging word, also a wake-up call word that will speak to us singles on tonight. Hey, singles, where you at? Woo-woo! This message is for us. Hallelujah. And tonight's message is going to, I pray, bless each and every one of us. God has us into the room again, once and again. He's bringing us singles into the big room to speak to our hearts. Hallelujah. And I'm just so grateful. I've been praying and seeking the face of God, and truly God has put this in my heart. I want to give God the praise for this opportunity and also give a shout out to Pastor E. Hamilton. You know, we cannot not say praise the Lord to the man of God who is the CEO of this broadcast and many broadcasts on the Now Network. Praise the Lord, Pastor E. Hallelujah. And so tonight's message is called God's Granted Blessing. A few months ago last year, I remember speaking on a message called God's Commanded Blessings. When God commands a blessing, that it is so. But we're going to talk tonight about God's granted blessing. Amen. Let us go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, thank you, O Lord Jesus, for this precious opportunity, Lord God, to share what you put in my heart for the singles, me included, Lord, that we can, my God, glean and grasp truths from your word, from your heart, and from your mind. Lord, bless each and every one of us, O God. Help us to draw closer and closer to your love for us. And may we never leave this place the same way that we came in. And I ask you full of faith with thanksgiving. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. How you doing, singles? Hey, praise ye the Lord. I pray your year God is definitely leading you and guiding you into his preferable plan for your life and his purpose for your life. No matter how it started and what may be going on in your life now, I pray that God is comforting you wherever you need his comfort, that he is strengthening you, that he is encouraging you. For truly, God is making moves. Oh, yes, he's making moves. And there's even some surprise moves. I'm believing God is going to do. My spirit has been feeling leaps of joy coming into this month, just exuberant leaps of joy. And I'm so grateful because my spirit is rejoicing, and I know that God is up to something good. Amen. Praise his name. When I start thinking about God's granted blessing, before I take you to the main subject of scripture that really pulled this fact out for me and it touched my heart, I want to take you to a few other passages of scripture. So I hope you have your Bibles ready with you. We're going to go and talk about the unjust judge. We're going to travel to Luke chapter 18, and we're going to read verses 1 through 8. Amen. We're going to read Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. This is about the unjust judge. And it says, "And he spake a parable unto them," Jesus was speaking, "and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Hallelujah. I want to extract out of these scriptures that widow had a need. She needed to be avenged from her enemy, and she went to this unjust judge asking for some relief. But we as we just read, he didn't have an ear to hear what she had to say. He didn't fear God or man. He did not have a heart of compassion for her to consider any request that she made. And man, so that's just one thought of how you can go ask for some help, my God, but how, my God, depending on where you're going, the help may not even come. Hallelujah. But after a while, he didn't want to be weary. He said, she's going to keep on coming. She's going to keep on asking me to avenge her. So he just went ahead and, my God, avenged her of her enemy. I want to travel to the book of Esther. There's some truths here that I want to bring out as well about King Ahasuerus. King Ahasuerus was a king who seemingly was easily influenced by his advisors. Even though he was the king, he sought his advisors for advice pertaining to different things in his kingdom. And we know the story. I won't go all through it because I thought about extracting many, many scriptures out of here to bring it to understanding of how this king, you know, you couldn't go in his presence unless he held out the golden scepter. And so he was married to Queen Esther, but we know that prior to her coming into the kingdom, that he was married to Queen Vashti. And we know what happened to her, that she didn't want to come out and show her crown royal and all these jewels and everything about her as being a queen before him and his, you know, the banquet that he had going on, because whatever her reason was, she just didn't want to come out. But the advisors advised him to put her away, you know, that she was going to make all the other women in the kingdom to rebel against their husbands, and they would not want to be under subjection, and that she was basically setting forth a bad example. So we know the story goes on. We're going to read here in Esther chapter 4, verse 13. It says, then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and the deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. After Esther had come into the kingdom, we find out that there was an enemy that was against the Jews, and he didn't even know that Esther, the king's new wife, the new queen, was a Jew. So Esther, Mordecai went and told her that, you know, you need to go talk to the king, because we are your people. Our lives are at stake. And matter of fact, your life is going to be at stake as well. And so we know how the story goes on. And she, you know, took the advice of her cousin Mordecai, and we know that she went on a fast, and she, you know, said, you know, if I perish, I perish. But we realize she had to go before the king. This is a different scenario, because the widow went before the unjust judge and made a request. But now here we see the queen herself having the opportunity to go before her husband, the king, to make a request to avenge them of their enemy, Haman. And so we know what happened. She went before him. And the Bible tells us, as we go to Esther chapter 5, verse 2, it says, and it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Oh, there's some power in that right there. When God gives you an opportunity, when God wants to grant you a blessing, my God, and he is already showing through this king, oh, can somebody say permission? Permission to approach. Hallelujah. She was able to touch the scepter, the top of the scepter. And then the Bible tells us in verse 3 of, my God, Esther chapter 5, verse 3, says, then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom. And Esther answered, if it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. And we know that she kept, it was like a back and forth type of thing. They had the banquet, and she went back before the king and granted the request, and they had another banquet, their second banquet. And then verse 8 says, and if I found favor in the sight of the king, and if it pleased the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do so as the king has said. Because he asked her, what is it that you are requesting? What is it that you want? I'll give it to you, even to the half of the kingdom. And we know, as the Bible keeps going forward, that she put her request out, that she wanted to be avenged. She wanted to be, you know, protected from her enemy. And she told him it was Haman. Oh, my God. And we know what happened. My God. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, verse 7, and the king arising, Esther chapter 7, verse 7, and the king arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath went into the palace garden, and Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen, for he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. So we realize that there was another request made. This one was by Haman. He was requesting that his life be spared, even though he wanted to destroy lives. Oh, hallelujah. But his request, my God, as we see here, was denied. Now, that brings me to this blessing of the message tonight, God's granted blessing. And one scripture says it all. There's so much in it. And you know, all may know it. It's found in my God, the Jabez prayer. The Jabez prayer. It says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. The Jabez prayer. God is so good. Jabez had a prayer. He prayed to the God of Israel. We know who that is, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. We know that he sought the Lord. He wanted revenge. He wanted God to protect him from his brother Esau. And we know he wrestled with an angel. And when he wrestled with that angel all night, he asked that angel what was his name. And the angel said, why are you asking me my name? Hallelujah. But he, hallelujah, felt like he was wrestling with God. But come to find out, he got a change. His name got changed to Israel. But Jabez was saying, God, he called on the God of Israel. He said, oh, that you would bless me indeed. He was calling on God. He didn't call on a judge. He didn't call on a king. Come on, somebody. He called on the Almighty God to bless him indeed and to enlarge his territory. How many of you want God? We're single. But how many of you want God to bless you indeed? I know many people say, God bless me. I want this. I want that, you know, in my mate. I want this. I want that, you know, in my life. But he was asking God to bless him indeed. How many of you know that even if God was to give you, my God, a spouse, my God, from glory, that you still need to have God enlarge your territory for how to comprehend, how to understand. And even we're learning that as singles, how we comprehend things, how there's things that we feel like we have no tolerance for. Come on, somebody. No tolerance. My God, and when you have to communicate and you have to explain yourself and you have to make amends and, my God, solve problems, we tend to, being single, we tend to think that, you know, it's about my opinion or what I think, and unfortunately, it comes across selfishly. And I know this is a different prayer about a different subject and time with Jabez, but I'm trying to make it applicable for us singles on tonight. Amen. He prayed, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. He said that your hand would be with me. He said that you would keep me from evil. He said that I may not cause pain. And the Bible tells us, so God granted him what he requested. What I got out of this prayer to make it applicable to us singles on tonight is that the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is still God over you and over me this day, 2019. And God understands as we're seeking his face, and even those that desire mate. There's many out there that may be widows indeed and may not desire to be married. But God is able to help you and to, my God, endure, my God, your singlehood, my God, and to enlarge your territory on how to see your life with Christ being in your life at that point in time as you are living as a widow in the earth, my God, from glory. My God, there may be many out there who are single, who have been divorced, and God is able to enlarge your territory and your understanding how to comprehend, how to exist and be a walking example of God as a sanctified single, hallelujah, that has been divorced in the earth as a representation of a child of God before the Lord, hallelujah. He is able to give you instruction and wisdom and understanding that, my God, yes, we know we live in a fallen world. Yes, we know that we're not perfect and that we don't know it all. But God is able to enlarge our understanding He is able to help our comprehension, how we see ourselves. If God was to put you with a mate, how would you be able to, my God, overcome? You must overcome that, what someone say, that statistic or that stigmatism, we would say. Oh, that flaw. You know, if a person is a single parent or a person has had some setbacks and some things they had to fall back and had to get back up. My God, and they're enduring. Some singles have children. Come on, somebody. And they're dealing with that. And they don't know if someone's going to accept them with their children. Come on, somebody. But God is able to enlarge somebody. Say, enlarge my territory. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, we say, oh, a bigger house, a bigger this. But I'm talking about understanding, instruction, wisdom. Hallelujah. How would you be able to, my God, comprehend if God was to send you your mate? Hallelujah. And they have to comprehend and have their territory enlarged of understanding, my God, to accept your children. Come on, somebody. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. To accept somebody going back to school. Somebody, my God, hallelujah, that's dealing with their issues on their job sites. Come on, somebody. God understands where we need instruction and wisdom and understanding, that God's hand would be with us singles, that God's hand would be in all of that. My God, how could you, my God, go on, like, you know, the mindset, I can honestly say, in the world, me, myself, and I, how can you go on in that mindset and not have God really instructing and turning and twisting and making the crooked path straight so that his hand could be with you in these things that are like, you feel like they're like, you know, they don't make any sense. It's confusion. It's chaotic. But God's hand, God can, he knows how to turn things. He knows how to make things. He knows how to guide you so that you can, my God, rectify situations and, my God, and make some right. Make the wrongs right. My God, even if the person doesn't accept your apology, he knows how you can go and make amends. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That God's hand would be with you, guiding you to say, I'm sorry, guiding you to forgive. Those things you'll never stop hearing until Jesus comes. Repent, forgive, hallelujah, and let it go. Hallelujah. 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 And that he also prayed that you would keep me from evil. Hallelujah. I don't think there's anybody, I can honestly say, I'm not praying for an evil mate. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God can keep us from evil. He can keep us from evil-mindedness, from ourselves having the wrong type of mind towards relationships. And hallelujah, from those that, my God, may seem like prospects. But God can, my God, reveal, hallelujah, what is not of his will. God's granted blessing is not granting something that would not be of his will. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And he prayed that I may not cause pain. So then there's the flip of that coin. Not only does he not want to have pain and evil in his life, but that he doesn't cause that pain. Come on, somebody. Can you give God a glory? We don't. You don't. My God, if God was to send you a mate, that you don't cause men, you don't cause her pain. Women, that you don't cause him pain. Come on, somebody. Glory. And the Bible says, so God granted him what he requested. See, God is looking at our hearts. We always hear that the God, he looks, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. So the fact that God is looking on our hearts, he knows exactly, my God, why we're praying and asking for a blessing. Come on, somebody. God knows why we're saying, God, these are the qualities I'm looking for. God, these are the areas in my life I need to overcome. And God, this is what I want you to work in my heart. Hallelujah. God's not going to grant any blessing. Hallelujah. He already sees the root and the cause and the motive and the intention. Hallelujah. That is not, my God, going to give him any glory. Come on, somebody. Let's give him a praise for that. God's granted blessing is something that God sees in his heart and he sees in your heart. Come on, somebody. He sees in our hearts. Come on, somebody. He sees what's in the heart of his people. He sees what's going on. He understands. Just like this lady with the unjust judge, she needed to be avenged of her enemies. She needed to overcome some things that was overcoming her. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory. She needed to be free. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. So we're going to go, and I want to talk to you about the definition of granted. It is the act of granting, like granting a gift, land, or money for a particular purpose. It's like a transfer of property by deed or writing. It's like an agreement to give or to allow something that's requested, to agree or to admit to someone that something is true, to allow or to consent to the fulfillment of something, to grant permission to speak or to grant permission, something to God, that God would acknowledge or admit to give, something given, recognized, are made known. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Proverbs 10:22 tells us, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Galatians 5:16 says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Praise God. The blessing. A blessing is a request by a priest for God to take care of a particular person or a group of people. A blessing is something good that you are grateful for. A blessing is God's favor and his protection. It's the act or words of the one that is blessing. It is a special favor, a mercy or benefit. The blessings of liberty. A favor bestowed by God, thereby bringing happiness. The invoking of God's favor upon a person. Hallelujah. When the king, concerning Esther, the king Ahasuerus, when he held out that scepter and he asked her, what is it? What is your request? What is it that you want? He knew because he knew her, he was married to her, she would come to him with something that was not foolish. Come on, somebody. He trusted to go ahead and invite her to come to him. Hallelujah. And she began to make her request to him. We realize when we're single, as singles, and we're seeking the face of God. I've always heard people say, maximize your singlehood. Maximize your singlehood. Hallelujah. Work on yourself. We always hear that all the time. Work on ourselves, because nobody's going to want to put up with you and your mess. We hear these type of comments, that we've learned to understand about ourselves, and we say, you know what? I don't think I'm ready. I don't know if I'm ready. But God, he can only, because he knows our heart within us, he can only say, come to him. He's holding out his hand to say, come to me and let me, hallelujah, let you know what it is you need to work on. Come on, somebody. What it is you need to know that you need to be free of. Hallelujah. Because being in broken relationships, that shows two things, two dynamics, whether one was wrong and the other one wasn't, or vice versa. That we are a broken, my God, people. We were born in sin. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So with that being the issues of all humanity as singles, we realize that God wants to work on us so that we can see the right perspective. Come on, somebody. Somebody say right perspective of relationships. You know, God tells us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Hallelujah. He tells us to, my God, walk in peace. Hallelujah. To walk in love and to do unto others as we would have them to do unto us. Can somebody say be considerate? Can somebody say be kind and be thoughtful? Hallelujah. These are things that we as singles tend to not really pay too much attention to pertaining to someone else outside of who we are. Hallelujah. But we must continue to realize that God is taking us up a little higher. He's calling us higher. God is on the move, and he is going to do some great things. I'm not prophesying that he's going to give you a husband or give you a wife. I'm saying he's up to some good things to, my God, make us whole, to heal us, my God, so we could be a better person at representing Jesus Christ in the earth as a single, my God, representing him, my God, as the God of our salvation. The Bible tells us that two will be in the field when the rapture happens. When the great snatching away of the church occurs, two will be in the field, one taking one left. Two in the bed, one taking one left. Two grinding at the mill, one taking one left. And they that be married will be as though they are not. So we know that God wants us to, by God, keep our focus on him. We know that before, if he desires to bless us to be married, before, during, and after, that we should still have our focus on his heart. Hallelujah. We should have our focus on the will of God. Are we pleasing God in our actions, in our behavior? Are we pleasing God? Being married is not the end all singles. Hallelujah. It's not that plateau. Hallelujah. We continue to walk with God. We are not to feel we have achieved some type of religious, my God, level in God once, you know, the marriage actually may happen. We are not to assume we have arrived in any way. But the Bible tells us we grow and we go from glory to glory. Hallelujah. And we go from strength to strength. So I just pray that you are encouraged, my God, by this word, that the that God's granted blessing is the blessing that God can only permit pertaining to him seeing, hallelujah, the motive and the intention. Because Jabez said, oh, that you would bless me indeed beyond a shadow of a doubt, for sure, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you would definitely bless me indeed. And when he was saying that, he was like, God, you know, would you bless me indeed? I know, hallelujah, I know that I can go forward, because if you enlarge my territory, I know that I can expand, I can grow, hallelujah. He said, Lord God, let your hand be with me. This is an exciting prayer, because we're praying, Jabez was praying the will of God. It's like he took it all off of himself, and he put it all upon God. Hallelujah. That's the prayer of selflessness. Take it all off of yourself and put it all upon God. And yes, we'll have to do the work, because we're not just going to, it's not like God's just going to hand you your spouse, hand you your blessing, whether it be your car, your career, whatever. He's not just going to just hand you your blessing. You have to walk with God in it. Hallelujah. You have to know that God, he wants to, my God, be with you in these blessings. He wants to be involved. He wants to have his hand all in it. Come on, somebody. He doesn't want to be ignored and put on the back shelf and say, oh, okay, that's all you wanted. You didn't want me as your God. You just wanted my hand. You wanted what I had in my hand. Hallelujah. But God wants our heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I want to pray for the singles before I close out. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, I thank you for this word of encouragement, God. I thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, we know, my God, that we are nothing without you. Hallelujah, that we cannot make it without you. Hallelujah, that we trust and believe, God, that you are leaning in our direction. You are, my God, trying to gather our attention and bring us into the big room, my God, to talk to us, oh God, to talk to our hearts, oh God. My God, to clear the clutter out of our minds, Lord God, so that we're not, my God, going into relationships haphazardly, oh God, without you, God, that we're not going ahead of you with keys in our hands, thinking we know which doors that you are going to open in our lives, Lord God. Ministry doors, God. My God, opportunities, Lord God. Connections, Lord God. My God, people, Lord God. My God, venues, Lord Jesus. Things that you want to do, oh God. Hallelujah. You have proclaimed over our lives. You have, my God, prophesied and decreed and declared over our lives, Lord God. You have yet to come into, oh God. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord Jesus, to know, God. Hallelujah. That you are the main focus. Let our hearts have a compass pointed to your heart, Lord God, that we will not make a step without you, Lord Jesus. We will not assume upon our own self and our own past or understanding that we have this figured out. We know how this is going to happen and how this is going to go. God, we don't know. Hallelujah. And there's so many voices speaking out here on the airways and all throughout social media, oh God. So many things tugging and pulling at the singles, God, these date sites, Lord God, these different things that we're seeing, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus, but help us to not be distracted, oh God. Help us to know, God, as you're leading us and nudging us and tugging us, oh God, to bring our hearts to the altar, to bring our wills and our flesh to the altar, God. You will continue to purge us. You continue to wash us and cleanse us, Lord God. We will be representations of you being our God in the earth as singles, Lord God. Lord God, that we don't walk in the earth high-minded, Lord God, or proud, oh God, thinking we're above anybody or that we're downcast, thinking we're below anybody, God. But Lord God, that you will be the lift up of our heads, Lord Jesus. That we will be able to thrive and grow and bloom and flourish, oh God. Hallelujah. That you'll be the sun shining on us, oh God, and working in us, Lord God, to will and to do of your good pleasure, Lord God. Believing you for great exploits, Lord God. Believing you for things we haven't seen yet, heard, God, that you have already prepared for us to, my God, walk into and come into in 2019, God. We're so excited and we're so, my God, we have great expectations. You're turning, my God, the joy, Lord. You're turning the wheel of joy, my God. I don't believe I'm the only one that's feeling in my spirit, God, that you're turning in my spirit, God, the excitement of joy, oh God, that something good and great, oh God, on the horizon, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, even what we would perceive to be further down the road, maybe nearer than what we could have imagined. So God, we just give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise that you're fighting for us. My God, you are defending us. God, even when it's a standstill, seems like things are just still and nothing's happening, doesn't mean you're not moving. And God, when things seem like they're in a tumult, it doesn't mean that you're still not moving. God, because you're still moving, you're still working. And God, help us to enter to the rest, God, to have a rest in our spirit, to have a rest in our soul, God, that you've already worked it out, that we don't have to try to figure it out, that it's already done, God, that it's already done, that you help us to recuperate and restore and strengthen us from the battles we've come out of, God. Strengthen us and restore us, my God, from the things that try to wear us out and try to break us down, God, from having faith in you. Increase our faith, God, for the more of you. For the more of you. As we're going into this year, God, we're in March, God, and we're believing you, God, my God, for what you are doing, oh God. And oh God, in the spirit, God, continue to fight against the enemy. Continue to fight against the powers of darkness, my God, that want to oppress, my God, the singles, in the mighty name of, my God, loose it in the mighty name of Jesus and release it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Is there anybody out there on the line tonight who would like to call in and give God some glory? Give God some glory that he has not forgotten about you, that he is looking after you and looking for you, my God, to make it. He's looking for you to overcome, my God, the habits, the shortcomings, my God. That you can, my God, grow and go forward in the things of God. This message is a wake up call to be mindful, my God, that God will grant blessings. He will grant blessings lovingly. Hallelujah. That we will walk with him and enjoy the blessing. Hallelujah. God's granted blessing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And is there anyone who would like to call in on the line? This is your time, right now. Hallelujah.
Dial one. We'll bring you in right now.
Hallelujah.
What an awesome word for the singles tonight. Amen. Keep us encouraged. Keep us lifted up and keep us on point. Amen. Great word. Great,
yes.
great illustration of the word tonight. Air code 414, last 42563. You're live on Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene.
Good evening, family. How y'all doing?
Bless.
Sing my song. Come on, bless. Amen.
In the city, in the field.
All over. Great dynamic word, minister, on tonight. I was so glad that I was able to jump in. I didn't start at the beginning, but when I jumped in, I said, okay, she's going for it. She's telling it like it is, and she's encouraging and motivating the singles right now. And I know I need it, being a single person. And the one thing that I love is about that one scripture, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow with it. And for so long, you know, you're thinking about blessings, you know, like monetary blessings or things like that. And I said, you know what? Anything that God bless you with should not bring sorrow to your life. So even when you talk about relationships, that man or that woman, if they're bringing sorrow at the beginning of the relationship, baby, that ain't God. Because God is not going to bring you anyone to make you cry, to make you wonder, to make you question, to make you doubt, that's sorrow stuff. Most people think sorrow is just tears and crying. No, sorrow is anything that brings my spirit down. Anything that does not keep me in the will of God, that's sorrow. That's real sorrow right there. If it's not in the will of God. So you take that scripture, y'all, and just think, you know, hey, is this bringing me joy or is this bringing me sorrow? Is this making me question or is this making me secure? Because if it's on the other side, that's not God. Because he told you in his word, the blessings of the Lord make us rich. Any blessing, even a blessing with a spouse, make us rich, which means that it's supposed to add to you, bring benefit, bring abundance, bring more than enough to you, and add no sorrow with it. So that's how you can always know. When you want to start at questioning, is that the person the one? Remember that scripture right there. Remember what Minister Charlene said. Just quote that scripture and put, hey, just think of it for a minute. So God bless you, family. I just wanted to chime in. Great word. And, hey, y'all, take care of yourself until the next time. All right? God bless.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Bless you, too. Bless you, too, woman of God. Air code 704, last 48768. You're live on Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene.
Hi, y'all. I just wanted to say that was an awesome word. Charlene always bring it. The Lord always be blessing her. to bring it. You know, I thank God for her, you know, being single for years. I just know what she's saying. Like, God is like a true husband in my eyes. I've seen it. I've witnessed it time and time again. And he's awesome. And I just like to say, Charlene, that word was just so encouraging.
Amen.
Just
good
keep
Lord.
It up. So I just, I'm excited about what God is doing.
Well, he's amen, awesome. Woman of God. We thank you for your chiming in tonight.
Mhm. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Minister Terry, you're live on Women Speak Now with Minister Charlene.
Good evening, beautiful family, Minister Charlene, Pastor, and all the listeners and all the family on board. What a word. I'm over here. I'm excited. And I'm praising God because I tell you, you have spoken a word for the singles tonight. And we have to be blessed because I tell you, amen, every day. Every day, every time he opens his eyes, it's a blessing. And it's a blessing to me just to seek more of him. And what you said, I love what you said. Keep your focus on God. Yeah. Things are going to come at us. Things will come at us to try and distract us. But just remain focused on him and his word. Amen. This has been awesome. I tell you, I love you. And I appreciate you for bringing this word tonight. God bless you. Love you, family. Amen.
Amen. Love you. Amen.
Amen. Love you too, sis. God bless
Amen.
You. Well, awesome word. Awesome word. We got a couple more minutes. Anybody else out there want to chime in? Go ahead, dial one. We'll bring you into the conversation. But bless you, woman of God. Continue to keep us encouraged as singles and giving us the right information so that we can carry and tarry through all of the things that we're dealing with in this lifestyle, but that thing shall pass too. So I want to encourage everybody out there to wait on the Lord, get to know him, get to develop a love relationship with him, and everything else will fall into place. I guarantee it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and watch it come together. Thank you so much. You want to pray us out of here? Nobody else is dialing one. God bless you. Anything going on down in San Diego you want to announce or anything coming up next month, the first Thursday of Women Speak Now? If not, pray us out.
just believe in God for new creative ways to bring out messages for the singles. And not always sounding preachy, but definitely trying to bring out words to encourage us to know that God is with us. And that, you know what I'm saying, that we just have to keep going forward and maximizing our singlehood.
Amen. 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 Pray us out of here.
Okay. Yes, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this beautiful message on tonight, to just trust in you, God, that you will grant blessing according to your will, according to your heart's desire, God. As we continue to seek your heart, God, you will give us the desires of our heart, God. And we just thank you, God, that you want us to stay focused, humble, and submitted to your will. And we ask you to continue to bless us, to not be discouraged, but to be uplifted and encouraged and know that the best is yet to come. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
I was through. devil thought it. Can I testify? The devil thought it. But that my life was short. He thought by now I knew. He thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.